You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
MIT research team scientists have discovered certain parts of your brain that are activated primarily by music. Researchers say that the circuits that react to different kinds of sounds are located in totally different parts of the auditory cortex. Scientists have theorized that music is older than speech or language, and some speculate that speech evolved from music. What? However, the last sentence here says that all of this is probably not where the term headbanger came from.
Okay.
Another great love song for Valentine's Day. Godsmack's Crying Like a Bitch. We're going to turn it off for sure. It's cussing.
I thought it was Manic Rampage.
Manic Rampage. I'm telling you, we should copyright that name today. And like for our next band that we do, call them Manic Rampage. There's no question. Hey, y'all know about Sherry's Berries?
Never heard of them.
They're giant strawberries.
Tell me all about them, Drake.
They're big and they're juicy and such, and they put them in a box. And then first they dip them in chocolate and stuff. Various colors of chocolate and kinds, and they put little pictures on them and sprinkles and stuff.
Where can I get them, Drake?
You can go to proflowers.com, Danielle, and you can type in Drake, D-R-A-I-K, and no, wait a minute, D-R-A-K-E, $19.99. That's over a 40% savings and double the berries for just $5. That would be, if I'm adding right, $24.99.
Yes, but I think they need to go to berries.com and not proflowers.com.
Oh, that'd probably be a good idea. Well, that
would be berries.com.
Try either. Or just eat one. Your choice. berries.com for the double the berry deal today. berries.com. They're juicy, huge, and freshly dipped, like all of us. Double the berries for $5 more today. Please do it. For God's sake, please go buy these berries. Type in Drake, right-hand corner, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Just do it. All right?
I liked our Jack and Jill at the beginning there.
That was cute. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I thank you for the help getting through this.
Somebody else loves it because your phone's blowing up over here.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Leave me alone. DrakeInTheMorning.com. It's berries.com.
It's berriesinthemorning.com with Pro Flowers. You know what? And Pro Flowers has a great deal too today. Did I tell you about that one?
No, Drake. Tell me all about it.
What's their website?
proflowers.com, Wes. Today, they're offering my listeners 1 dozen roses plus giant freshly dipped gourmet strawberries for $39.99. Two perfect gifts, all from one place, proflowers.com. If you go there and type in my code Drake, you will get this fabulous deal today only. So don't be a schmuck. Knock it out today. $40 and you're in. They'll be sent to your home, to your wife, to wherever she stay at, and or to her office, whatever you choose. Just go to the website, proflowers.com, type in Drake in the right-hand corner. Time is running out. This deal expires at midnight, so let's get this done, okay? I'll be telling you about this again tomorrow and Friday, so you need to hurry up and pay attention and get this over with and buy these freaking flowers, because they really are pretty. They're pretty roses of different colors, and you can have some. Now what do I do? I'm really confused. We had this Guns N' Roses deal, too. A 25-buck gift card to Accent Guns and Loans, and a gift card for Pro Flowers.
Yeah, see, it works out.
Their site's proflowers.com, in case you forgot that the last 20 seconds or so.
Yeah, we're not bringing the band to your house or anything.
Who? Oh, no.
Guns N' Roses. Yeah.
And they still haven't made this official. And wasn't their first gig this week?
Yeah, they should have played two gigs by now.
Why wasn't this in the news anywhere?
Wasn't it last night?
Yeah.
In Vegas?
It was Monday and Tuesday. And there's not one word about it anywhere. See if this ever even happened.
Dreaming.
They were probably busy buying Pro Flowers at proflowers.com. But who's in the band? Did Axel just bail already on this whole thing or something? That was this week, I'm pretty sure, Monday and Tuesday in Vegas.
And all I'm seeing is, if you want tickets, let's see, a schedule.
This one says it's going to happen on April 8th and 9th. Did they reschedule?
I don't know, but I swear that last week this news service said Monday and Tuesday.
I see April 9th and 8th and 9th as well.
But they've never confirmed anything officially, nor have they named who's in the band.
And there's something from Blabbermouth from today that says Izzy Stradlin is just going to be there in a limited role in their reunion. So
what does that mean?
Maybe he's doing every show.
Which one was he?
My husband's favorite. I don't know.
He played guitar.
I think.
Something's very weird about this.
What does it say? Mm-hmm.
Guns N' Roses tickets on sale now. 2016 Guns N' Roses tickets are on sale now. Legendary hard rockers Guns N' Roses are heading back to the stage for a reunion tour in 2016, and tickets for all shows are now available. Mm-hmm. Frontman Axl Rose has assembled an incredible new lineup of musicians and a visually stunning new stage.
Okay, where's the mention of Slash?
There is no mention.
Okay. Uh-huh. We told you from the get-go, this whole thing was weird. Because Axel is crazy as an outhouse rat. And there's something weird about this. So if Axel has assembled this great lineup and they don't mention Slash, that means that Slash isn't there. And this whole thing has gone belly up.
That's very odd.
Is there a GunsNRoses.com website?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's something funky about this.
Official site.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses.
But yeah, Wes, I see that the first date being April 8th.
It may start playing some music or something. I apologize if it does.
It won't.
But it's okay.
Well, there's something weird about this whole thing.
There's nothing on it.
Well, there's
nothing at all?
Nothing. That's it.
It's just their
logo.
Their logo. Great.
So I guess that Axel is the one that owns the logo, the copyright, because he kept touring with Buckethead and whatever lineup of geeks he could put on the stage to make some money.
I guess so. There's this thing. I don't know if it would tell me anything. It just says play.
Hit the button and see what it does.
I wonder why it's not coming up on your
phone. Put it on your mic.
Watch a big MF or come out.
I know.
We got a dump button.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Guns N' Roses en concierto, 19 de abril, Foro Sol. Preventa exclusiva, 8 y 9 de febrero. Firma con tus tarjetas de...
He's speaking in tongues.
Yep, it shows Slash, though.
El Banco Nacional del Entretenimiento.
Well, the 19th of February is the date it said in Spanish.
Why was he speaking in Spanish?
We'd like our Spanish listeners to type in with a translation of what you just heard, please.
I mean, there you go right there, a picture of Slash.
Why the hell is it in Spanish?
En Noche Nueve, February 19th.
Have you put your phone onto Spanish speaking mode or something?
Spanish Siri.
Well,
they're going to Mexico, but not till April.
Mm. Foo Fighters. Where is my brain? Guns N' Roses.
I'm just not sure that I really care anymore.
Spanish?
Honestly.
Maybe they're on sale for Mexico February 19th. That's what it said.
They're going to Mexico City sometime in spring.
Yeah, April.
By the way, today is also Ash Wednesday. I did not acknowledge those that this begins. This is the beginning of the holy season of Lent. So today, Christians that mark Ash Wednesday, this is, I guess, kind of tacky, or is it convenient? They can receive the sign of the cross in various locations if they can't go to a church. This is in a certain part of New Jersey and perhaps other places too. There's a concept called Ashes to Go that gives the, this is so tacky, that gives the Christian sign of repentance, a smudge crossed of ashes on your forehead, to anybody who seeks it in various locations like train stations, coffee shops, and other public spots. As people get busier and busier, we need the church in new and non-traditional ways. Well, is that convenient and thoughtful, or is it really
making a buck off of Jesus?
Yeah, it's that happens every day.
I don't
somewhere.
Think they, do they charge for it?
I don't know. Go to christiansingles.com and see.
Christian Mingle. That's where I hang out every night.
Yeah.
Or come by here and we'll put out our cigarette on your forehead.
Yes.
For free.
My child loves it.
That's how you teach your kids. Burn them with cigarettes. I did it to mine for years, and they grew up pretty darn good. What else?
I do find it, a little annoying when people come back to the office that have spent half the morning, they say, to go get their ashes on their forehead.
Yeah.
And then never once step foot in a church again the rest of the year.
Yeah, they used to work here.
I mean, if you really mean it, I mean, you have our ultimate respect.
Yes, totally.
But if you, get a Sharpie and do it or something. But if you're doing it just to leave work for half the day, you're a jerk.
And that's the thing. We have people here that do leave and go do it that are very...
Fake?
No, not.
Religious.
Oh.
Very religious. Yeah, Rob, he goes every year, and he goes to church every Sunday,
I believe that he does it with the right intent.
Exactly.
He does it because he believes it, and he feels it.
And this other person used to do it, and then it just would... It was weird. It took her a lot longer to get it done.
Mm. Well, you know how chicks are with their face.
6 hours later.
Wow. Yeah. That was some real delicate, time-taking, consuming. Who was it?
You know who it was.
Oh, yeah. I'll guess in a minute after we're done with this. This is an odd story, too. You may have heard this before. A Happy Birthday, the song. Is now available to be sung for free. For years, music company Warner Chappell or Chappell had claimed that they owned the rights to the song and were owed a fee every time it was played in public, which just seems ridiculous. Now, there are two companies, one's called ASCAP, one's called BMI, that publish every song that is written. And radio, I guess, has to still submit lists, or do they do it now digitally?
Digitally.
So they do this to every station in America. They used to include jukeboxes, too.
They probably still do.
Do they?
Because they go after anything they can get. This is why at restaurants, when they're doing the birthday thing, they stop singing Happy Birthday. They started making up their own goofy songs and clapping and hopping
and
stuff.
Well, this thing was so silly, and people are so greedy. There was a court battle over this entire thing, but this judge or jury determined that the song was so old, it was now in the public domain, which means that nobody owns the rights to it. So this Warner company agreed to pay out $14 million to those they had unlawfully charged for performing the song in public. They actually had attorneys out charging people with doing the song in public. How ridiculous it lawyers, man.
Well, the guy, I don't want to say it. That's why I'm trying to look up his name right now, because I don't want to say what he says, because one of our sister stations just got knocked with a $42,000 fine for saying Michael Buffer's famous line before a boxing match.
Yes, he has been, what's the word? He has been that way about that thing for 10 or 15 years.
And making millions.
He has sued the gonads off of a lot of people for emulating or using that in some form on other commercials, on television, because he owns the get
right.
ready. Yeah, he owns that. And he must have people watching.
And
because
listening.
Because he'll sue your balls off in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I couldn't believe just saying it.
$42,000?
God.
Just because it was mentioned on the air.
You arrogant jerk.
I know, but how does he find it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless he's got some digital thing.
He has his earbuds in a lot, all the time. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, if I hear somebody say it's Friday, bitches, they're done.
Yeah.
I'm going to be rich and retire.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to win Powerball tonight, too. Buster's Liquors at Poplar and Highland has a number of nice things to choose from for your Valentine weekend or for any day. They have a great area of wines of all kinds, and at you know various levels, and they have experts there to help you decide which one to choose. They also have champagne and chocolate at Buster's for the Valentine weekend needs, bourbon balls and Shotwell candy, and a very special chocolate from Denstall's for the Valentine Day holiday season, or for President's Day, if you're going to skip Valentine's Day. They're back-to-back this year. They also have the beer growler station to sample beers and take some home with you. They have more parking now. 16,000 square feet of spirits of all kinds at Buster's Liquors, Poplar and Highland, the website, busterslickers.com. I think you will find the store to be very attractive and easy to get around, and they have guys and gals there to help you with the things that you want to purchase for whatever you're doing, all right? We'll do a break here and come back, and the response on this Facebook page to the anniversary of the passing of our friend Zeke is really, really kind, and thank you. And the piece that Kyle Veazey wrote the day that Zeke died a year ago is also on there and is a reminder to me about what he meant to me and to many of you and what we have done here for a long time. I guess I'll be here 28 years on April 4th. How's that possible? I was 10 years old. Yeah. Man, time goes by.
In Memphis, 28 years, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yep. Add another 28, and that's how long you've been doing this.
Way too long. Way too long.
Life, so the same. She's a lot like you.
You can check out the Memphis Open. You can check out Breeze Kyle and then the Chalkies at Lafayette's. You can check out Barry Manilow at the Forum. Oh, look, there are some places where you can go get ashes to go downtown in Memphis. The air section.
Try an ashtray in your mom's bedroom.
I think you broke Danny.
Was that inappropriate?
It was perfect. Sorry. I just see it on the nightstand with all these long cigarettes hanging out. An old copper
and
ashtray.
An empty glass of wine from last night.
Yes.
Perfect. Little Boys Blue are playing at Rum Boogie. The Air Sex Championships are at the High Tone. Danielle will be on TV here in a bit, and I'm going to be at Panera Bread in Laurelwood for the Ronald McDonald House. I'll be talking about that from 10 to 12.
Well, isn't that great? That'll be nice. And when Wes and I will be where? Home in bed?
Yeah, I'm going to be here running the board for Sid for a while.
Well, that's
then I have some more words.
That's too bad. That's really unfortunate. Tonight on Primetime, there's a bunch of nonsense on that you don't want to really even see. Let me see. Two Broke Girls. It's just not worth even running down. Tonight late, Fallon has Penelope Cruz, Magic Johnson. Kimmel has Sacha Baron Cohen for some reason. And a couple of other people. I have no idea who they are. And the rest of it is not really worth your time either. Thank you all again for the kind words today on the Facebook. It'll be there all day long, that picture of me and my boy from some years ago. And he's been gone a year today, and we tried to do this without being too melancholy and getting sad because, well, I don't know. It's just, it's been a long year for a bunch of people, and we all thank you again for your support. This song, On the Way Out, is for Zeke. And it's, I think you'll enjoy the words. This is for him.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.